Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod. I'm so glad you're here. This is where you get soothing affirmations for every season of life, including the one you're in now. Thank you so much for the love for last week's episode, which was your best 2022. Great to see so many of you purchase the add-in announcement free version, which is 99 cents. If you don't know, the version with no ads and no announcements is 99 cents on the new Affirmation Pod app, which you can download at affirmationpodapp.com. That's affirmationpodapp.com. You'll also see in the app a section that's called Your Best 2022. In there is a list of episodes to help you mentally and emotionally prepare for 2022. Although right next to it is a section called Boundaries, and that section is getting used a lot. I get it. This time of year, it's like routines are different, rules are different, and we need to manage boundaries with others, with our time, with our energy, with ourselves. Before I get to today's episode, Premium Access members, you now have a bonus episode called Reflecting on Your Year. And don't forget, you can tap on the pencil to write your thoughts, your feelings, your reflections as you reflect on 2021. And for everyone, meaning premium members and non-premium members, I want to let you know that I have something that I'll be sharing pretty soon. It's not a major announcement, but it is a meaningful one. Don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. It's not like anything like that. It's actually me giving you a bit extra for everyone. So stay tuned for that. In this week's episode, we return to our best of series. This one's called Receiving Love, and this episode has received so much love over the years. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question: have you been checking in with yourself, your stress levels, your mental health, your energy? I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time may be what you need, or recharging alone may be what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy or you wanted to come back to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule, and you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so for no extra charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today. And now to an Affirmation Pod classic. Here's Receiving Love. Take a deep breath now, knowing that receiving love and letting love in isn't even a matter of how much love is around you or is in your life. People love you. That's a fact. There are people who love you so much. Receiving love is an inside job. I can feel loved when I get that sense that someone genuinely cares for me and my well-being. But it can be so hard to let them genuinely look out for my interests and give of themselves for my sake. I am worthy of love. And when someone chooses to love me, I receive that love. I understand receiving love isn't like an on-off switch. It is taking time for me to open up, to share vulnerability, to let some walls come down, and allow myself to be embraced, accepted, and cared for in ways that I've been afraid to try. I've become a whole lot wiser in who I let love me. I know exactly who has proven themselves and who've given me so much love and are trustworthy of me opening myself up because they love me just as I am. It's true, I don't know exactly how someone will react or respond if I open myself up fully. But I can talk about it. I can rehearse it in my mind or even give it a try. And right now I ask fear to step aside. So there's nothing in between me and those who love me. I choose to receive love. And I recognize someone can love me so much, but not be perfect in giving me love. I can honestly say what I want. I can openly share how I feel. And I don't mix up the people who don't really love me with the people who totally love me, but sometimes trip up in showing that love. I'm willing to unlock the doors that I used to make sure would keep people from really loving me. I now go and unlock the doors that have been closed off for so long. And I will move forward with slowly but comfortably unlocking door after door after door. And when I'm ready, opening door after door after door, I am open to receiving love. I am open to receiving care, support, and connectedness. I know opening myself to love is opening myself to risk. And before, I wasn't willing to take those risks. But now I'm open to taking positive, healthy risks. I receive love freely. I receive love joyfully. I receive love gratefully. I also accept that I don't have to do anything except let love in. I don't have to do anything but open myself to let love in. And yes, full confession, receiving is hard. Sometimes it's easier to give because it feels safer. I'm in control. I'm the helper. I'm not vulnerable. And yes, of course it's okay to give. But right now, I'm just gonna tell myself it's also okay to receive. It's not selfish. It's actually pretty selfish to not let someone love me. It's okay for someone who loves me to outgive me, even if it's for a short time. I am enough. This isn't a giving contest. I can receive love without feeling like I gotta give something back. Right here is where striving ceases. I accept love, and I accept that I can be loved and treasured for who I truly, really, and authentically am. I can be loved and valued for who I am on the inside, not just what I say, what I do, what I look like, my successes. No, for who I am inside. And I'm willing to go where it's not fully comfortable for me because I'm so used to being afraid of receiving love. because that's more comfortable. But I'm making the shift. I'm expanding my soul and allowing love to come in. I'm now free to talk about what I want. I can share a deeper layer of myself, one layer at a time, at my own pace, on my own time. And as I do this, I keep on receiving love. Here it's okay to shed some tears. Here it's okay to share my pain. Here it's okay to speak my truth. Because I know when it makes sense to share my inner thoughts, hopes, and dreams, my inner fears, insecurities, and doubts. I've grown up, and I know where I don't need to be worried that I'll get a yawn or a laugh instead of genuine support. I'm so grateful for this maturity. I am lovable. And being lovable doesn't mean I'm perfect. We're all flawed, but we're still lovable. And all the thoughts and beliefs that I'm not worthy of it, I don't deserve it, I should be rejected instead, I let all of that simply evaporate now. And I step forward into the skin where it's not about if I deserve it or not. It's I'm receiving love because someone loves me. Yes, someone loves me. And whether I deserve it or not, whether I'm worthy of it or not, has nothing to do with it. It's my choice to let love in or not. And so it's my time. It's my day. I now let love in. I now receive love. And if that comes in the form of being appreciated by others, I receive love. If that comes in the form of receiving a compliment, I receive love. If that comes in the form of someone helping me, I receive love. Whatever it is I'm so resisting, I choose now to call myself out on it when I notice myself resisting. And instead, I receive love. I let love in. I let love fill me. It is okay to be loved. It is okay to get love from others. It is totally okay to get love from the people who love and adore me. I am loved, and I am so grateful for every single person who loves me. That is receiving love. I know it's hard when we've had experiences where we've been hurt or traumatized, abused, neglected. It makes it hard to open up again, makes it hard to trust again, makes it hard to try again. It's a journey, and this episode is available whenever you need it. The ad-supported free version is here. You can also get the ad-free version for 99 cents on the new Affirmation Pod app, which you can download at affirmationpodapp.com. That's affirmationpodapp.com. I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day, but not just that. What kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the Aqua True purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters, That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use Aqua True for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog, that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and Aqua True comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift, too, for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the Aqua True purifiers. Just go to aquatru.com, that's AQUATRU.com, and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any Aqua True water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatru.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to Aqua True for sponsoring this episode today. The app is also where you can get all the episodes of Affirmation Pod ad and announcement free, plus bonus episodes that you won't hear on this podcast. Again, the newest one is Reflecting on Your Year. That's available just for Premium Access members, and welcome to all the new Premium Access members. If you'd like to join, simply go to the Premium section of the new app, and that will unlock all the bonus episodes plus the Premium episodes. And everything is ad and announcement free. Thank you for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.